Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses. And we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
And now it's time for IP in the news. So the question is it Jelly Roll or Jelly Roll? Well, everybody knows the famous country singer Jelly Roll. Well, it turns out that there was a band in Philadelphia, Jelly Roll, the Philadelphia wedding band.
The Philadelphia band Jelly Roll got a trademark on their name quite a while ago and have been using it in Philadelphia and didn't really care that Jelly Roll, the country singer, used the same name because nobody really knew who he was. Well, now everybody knows who he is.
Absolutely.
Then they came back and said, hey, wait a minute. We had the trademark on that name. We've been using that name. You can't just take our name. And so they sued him for trademark infringement.
They did. And they never actually got a decision from a judge. What they did was they settled the case. And now the Jelly Roll Band in Philadelphia is called the Jelly Roll Band. And that's different, of course, than the country music singer.
So they settled their differences. So now they both get to use the name. So there can be happy endings. I'm hoping the Jelly Roll Band in Philly got some sort of compensation.
I hope so. The agreement was kept secret. And the moral of the story, I think, is have a trademark. So the Jelly Roll Band had a trademark and it gave them something to negotiate with. And they were suffering because of Jelly Roll's success. People were trying to find them and they were finding the singer instead. And so there was definitely customer confusion. And we're glad they settled their differences. And we hope Jelly Roll the band got something out of this.
There are different ways to use trademarks than you might expect.
The lesson is get your trademark and protect yourself.
And if people want to know more about trademarks, how can they find out more?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You can go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and you can download the Entrepreneur's Quick Guide to Trademarks, or you can book a consultation with me, Richard Gearhart. So check it out.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer, Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators, Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X,
and on our YouTube channel.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.